Hey everyone, welcome back to another video. Today we're diving into something super interesting. Why that small Montreal bakery has better email marketing than, yes, you heard it right, Amazon. Sounds crazy, right? By the end of this video, you'll see how this tiny bakery is outplaying the big leagues in email marketing. Okay, let's jump right in. So to kick things off, let's talk about making connections, not the Wi-Fi kind. I mean real personal connections. Our Montreal bakery does this by sharing endearing behind-the-scenes stories. Picture this. It's early morning, and they're rolling out dough using their grandma's secret recipe. It feels like a story right out of Pixar. Each email feels like a personal message from an old friend. Meanwhile, emails from Amazon? More like auto-generated lists? Telling you to buy another blender? Even though you've already got one. In the digital age, we receive over 306 billion business emails daily, and among them, the Montreal bakeries stand out for their personal touch. They turn mundane digital communication into something heartfelt, a rarity in our crowded inboxes. This makes every email an anticipated event, rather than an intrusion, a feat that Amazon's massive operations rarely achieve. Let's switch gears and chat about community. The bakery absolutely loves its customers. And it shows. They feature stories and pictures of their customers enjoying pastries. You can almost taste the croissants just looking at those photos. It's a cool little community vibe that makes you feel included. Amazon's approach? Well, their emails speak to everyone, and sometimes to no one in particular. You don't get that cozy community feel. The bakery doesn't just share delicious treats. They share stories of neighbors and friends, like Lucy from just down the street, savoring her morning croissant. Every story is a slice of life that celebrates their customers' joy, turning each email into a tapestry of community engagement. Such personalization is something Amazon's one-size-fits-all newsletters cannot match, as their mass-market emails often lose the warmth of human connection. All right, let's delve into the magic of personalized messaging. The bakery sends seasonal menu updates that are as warm as a Montreal winter sweater. Emails arrive that feel like handwritten letters, fresh from a friend. In contrast, Amazon's emails push products with less subtlety, often designed by algorithms. They may prompt you to buy a product you barely glanced at once. I mean, have you ever needed to look at 17 spatulas after a single search? This bakery bakes cultural richness right into their emails, incorporating local events. They celebrate Montreal's unique festivals and traditions, crafting messages that resonate deeply with the local audience. Meanwhile, Amazon's global reach pulls them into a pattern of generic communication. This disconnect often leads global chains to miss the mark on personal engagement, something small businesses naturally excel at, by addressing their local communities more authentically. Here's a fun fact for your next social gathering. The bakery boasts an astounding 38% open rate on their emails. This is because their subject lines are as catchy as a pop tune. Your croissants miss you. How adorable is that? Nobody wants FOMO on croissants, right? Meanwhile, Amazon combats a sea of unopened emails, where the barrage of big sale offers dulls excitement. It's essential to highlight two-way conversations. When you reply to the bakery's email, you're greeted by a real person. Instead of an automated response, want to know the ingredients in those delicious cookies? Just ask. This one-on-one interaction builds serious loyalty. Amazon, though, contrasted by its scale, often reduces email replies to echoes in an empty cavern. No one's actively listening. Lastly, visual and creative appeal is their forte. The bakery's emails dazzle with high-quality images and vibrant layouts, transforming simple newsletters into visual delights. By keeping their emails mobile-friendly and engaging, the bakery not only captures attention but ensures it lingers. Amazon's formulaic approach struggles to maintain this kind of engagement, as their visuals aim for cohesion at the expense of charm. So, what have we absorbed today? It's all about the power of storytelling and keeping it real. Whether you're a small business owner seeking inspiration or merely curious about marketing, remember this: personal connection and community engagement always triumph over sheer volume. All right, folks, that's a wrap. If you found this enlightening, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more insightful content. And hey, go support your local bakeries, because clearly, they're the real marketing geniuses. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.